Peebo Bryson, known for duets from Disney's Aladdin and Beauty and the Beast, has died at 75. By Breitbart News on June 3, 2026. New York, AP, Peebo Bryson, the two-time Grammy Award-winning R&B singer best known as the voice behind the Oscar-winning Disney film duets Beauty and the Beast with Celine Dion and A Whole New World with Regina Bell from Aladdin, has died. He was 75. His family said in a statement that Bryson died Tuesday evening, days after having a stroke. While our hearts are broken, we find comfort in knowing how deeply Peebo was loved and how many lives were touched by his voice and his generous spirit, the family's statement said. His legacy in music will live on for generations to come. Internationally celebrated for his Disney classics, Bryson also built a career over five decades as one of R&B's premier balladeers, recording hits including Feel the Fire, I'm So Into You and Can You Stop the Rain. For more than five decades, Peebo's extraordinary voice served as the soundtrack to some of life's most cherished moments, the family's statement said. His music carried generations through joyful celebrations, great love stories and enduring moments of comfort and inspiration. Born and raised in South Carolina, the singer, songwriter and balladeer launched his career with the group Moses Dillard and the Textown Display in the 1970s. Shortly afterward, Atlanta label Bang Records signed him as a solo artist. He recorded for Capitol, Elektra and Columbia Records and became one of music's most sought-after duet partners. Aside from Bell and Dion, he also collaborated with artists including Roberta Flack and Natalie Cole. His duet with Flack, Tonight, I Celebrate My Love, became one of the defining love songs of the 1980s, while If Ever You're in My Arms Again helped expand his audience beyond R&B radio. He later scored number one R&B hits with Show and Tell and Can You Stop the Rain. Beyond music, Bryson appeared in stage productions including Raisin, The Wiz and Porgy and Bess. In 2018, he returned with Stand for Love, his 21st studio album, produced by hit-making duo Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Bryson had a stroke in late May and was placed under medical care. At this time, the family requests privacy as they navigate this deeply personal moment together, a statement from his representative read at the time. The thoughts, prayers and love of friends and fans are welcomed and deeply appreciated. In 2019, Bryson made a full recovery after having a heart attack. Comedian and television host Lonnie Love said she worked with Bryson on a cruise ship last year and spoke with him for hours on the deck one night after she noticed him sitting alone. He shared incredible stories, spoke passionately about his music, and had such a deep love for his craft, she wrote in a social media post Tuesday. I'm so grateful to have had that special moment with him. Bryson's family said memorial and celebration of life arrangements will be announced at a later date. _